Greetings, Earthlings. Your boy is back and better and definitely much improved. Sorry about the delay. Had a few things going on in personal life that I just say I haven't had as much time to do pretty much anything lately. But a lot of things have been happening, and I am damn sure gonna bring it to light. First off, I wanted to come back and say, shit's crazy as usual. Don't really think that's gonna change anytime soon. But the craziest thing by far is this Alabama signing this bill that makes abortion illegal. Now, whether you are for or against abortion, what you probably should realize is that this is a freedom of choice, number one. And number two, this has to do with a woman's body. You know, when it comes to stuff like that, you kind of would think women would be, you know, in standing, you know, in overviewing that. Just to make the point, it's just the fact that it's 26 white guys that's voting it to law. And I'm still lost because I can't understand for the life of me why these white guys think that it's okay to tell women what to do with their bodies. This is insane. And like I said, whether you believe in it or not, we have to get to a point to where we say, okay, I believe in this, but if you choose to do that, then you know what? That's your choice. And that's how it should be. Shouldn't be no judgment placed against somebody. And it damn sure shouldn't get to the point to where you feel like just so somebody won't get an abortion, not only are you going to try to text that person, but then you're going to try to send a doctor to jail? I mean, come on. What the hell is going on? It's like everything is going backwards instead of forward. I look at it as this. How you gonna say, okay, well, once you, and then the crazy thing is, excuse me, that they actually made the guidelines that it's not an emergency if it's rape or incest. Are you fucking kidding me? What kind of monster are you? So you're saying if a woman is raped and impregnated, she has to have a baby for this fucking demon, this fucking less of a human being that raped her? I mean, what kind of, or if it's her dad that was molesting her, right, she has to have that child? Like, what kind of sick fucks are you? I mean, honestly, I'm shocked people are not running up to Capitol Hill as we speak, like, with torches in their hand. That's the shit you need to be upset about. This is insanity at its finest. Y'all keep playing around. Like, I'm telling y'all, they're gonna be telling y'all what to eat for breakfast, what to eat for lunch, and you ain't gonna have a choice in none of it. You're gonna have to be inside curfew by 7 o'clock, in bed by 9 o'clock, and y'all gonna wonder how it all started. This is how it starts, when they start telling you what to do with your body. And men, listen, we are the egos, and I get that. But let's just say they made a law where if you have sex with a woman, period, you have to impregnate her. Think about that, fellas. Think about getting drunk and having a one-night stand. Yeah, you gotta get her pregnant. That's essentially what they're doing, because they're saying, okay, yeah, you got pregnant, now you can't have an abortion. I mean, who are we to judge? You know, if she wants to have an abortion, that's between her and her body. You have to let people have some type of freedom. That's the whole purpose of the word freedom. We are moving farther and farther away from our rights as citizens. We're giving them away, and people are either too busy, too dumb, or just don't give a damn. And either one of which is not good for us. Let's consider it. If you don't give a damn and you just, okay, well, you know, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, thank you for being part of the resistance, psych. You have to have the mindset that you have to change things for the future. Because if we continue to let things go the way they're going, the future's not only going to be bleak, the future's going to be downright tragic. The future's going to be ugly. The future's going to be dismal. All because we gave up our rights one by one. We already giving them up because we allow them to cause inflation on our money. So it's okay for some of us to live broke as long as some of us are living good. It's a divide and conquer strategy, people. Art of war. Get your knowledge up. It's been done before, and it's going to be done again. You got to change the master's tactics. But that's a little short round infused to how I feel about this Alabama abortion bill. As always, you are welcome to leave feedback. You are welcome to comment. You are welcome to be you, be free, and love your life. Peace. When Senegal speaks, you listen.